It's time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. The man who is in charge of that is a gentleman by the name of Kevin Watson. Some of us call him Sluggy.
good evening. Good evening, manners and respect. Greetings to everyone outside in VOB country. 92.9, the nation's number one station. And this is your show, number one. Bajan Show on radio. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And today we have a very special show for you. We have a whole group of extremely intelligent brothers. You know, and everyone knows me. I like to know when they're in the room, man. I don't see one in the crowd. I love that. I like to know when they're in the room and everybody's smarter than me. I love that. Because, you know, when they go home, they can show off. You know what I mean? So, you know, knowledge galore can come. I got my good brother in the fight, in the struggle with me, Dave Brown, comedian, yeah. Dave Brown. I want to... Before we start, Dave, I want to thank you for real for coming through. Because I know how much you respect your art and how much you push your art and how hard you work. You understand? So you know you take time to come out. I know that means a lot. I know that means a lot to you.
I was telling you, I listened to last week's show with the Honorable Punker. I enjoyed it. I actually messaged you and just said, yeah, that was a great show, and I enjoy harmony singing. So we need shows like this that, you know, showcase Bajan talent. The young and the old.
Right, I didn't know you log on. Thanks a lot, man. I'm glad that you're plugging. We just getting everything started to make sure everything sound nice and sexy, ladies and gentlemen. So don't worry. Yeah, you know, Celine making sure everything good. So they glad that you listen to this show though, because for me, you know, these things needed, because I stumble upon harmony because of me. Is actively check for everything Bajan, you know. Mm-hmm. I change my motherboard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They take out the programming chip it had in me, and
mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, real thing.
I like
yeah.
the analogy.
I take out the chip, so that's why it's push. So it's actively check for Bajan only. Mm-hmm. And then I fought the other, because you know, I love to travel, love to see other places, I love to engulf other cultures. Mm-hmm. But I love how other cultures just push their culture.
Like, correct.
I love that. If you go to Grenada, you gotta know that you spice oil.
Yeah.
if you go to Trinidad, you gotta know you the people like soca baya. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you go to Jamaica, you gotta know you Bob Marley from here. You know, you go out, they're making let you think, figure out for yourself.
For sure.
If you get me, when you go to these places, you gotta know you this man from here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I find being dear yet, and I just keep saying we because I ask myself the problem so like a fight harder too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to exclude myself, so we ain't get there yet, baby.
But I was telling Punker
earlier,
the Honorable Punker, that the same song that he mentioned about This Is How We Talk, I kind of continued it kind of vibe years later with the Bajan words and terminology. Mm-hmm. That I break down, and I find that we are now getting close to where Puka would like us to be in terms of appreciating our culture and embracing what is ours, how we speak the vernacular, as you mentioned last week. And I think that's still a good, we still got ways to go, but we're getting there. That's how I feel.
I guess we could jump straight there, because you go on there, we could jump straight there. No, we got Punker here, no Punker's the fireman too. I guess we could go straight there. Why, because I trying to find out why it's so hard for me, like, why it's so hard, because, you know, like, if I play, like, I just keep saying this all the time, and the reason why I keep saying it to people is because they want to really in our heads, you know, like, if you play some country and western, you know, you can get good forward.
Correct.
For all those who know the street oratory, you can get good response. You know, you can be favorable among the people, you know. If you play some like Dolly Parton or something in Houston or Mariah Carey, Earth, Wind and Fire, you didn't get a good response. Yeah. But for us, no, we gotta be. Let me see first, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying that people see it, but that the vibe is get. Let me see first, boy.
Yeah.
Like, and plus, use the man that do your own productions too. So you will see, well, you gotta get a little three, 4 weeks, then late bill. But you know, if you bring in somebody from overseas,
exactly.
You know, you got a whole gymnasium.
Or if it was somebody else.
You know, you got a whole.
Somebody else that will come to the show.
You know, you got a whole like gymnasium. You know, you can't bring in a boy and hold it where you hold your shows.
Exactly.
But for yours, you got a bill first and bill first. But That I don't know if you could peg that to just colonialism
but,
alone.
But you said it earlier. You took out the chip, right? So the chip is still in there. So we got to deal with the whole process of reprogramming our people to really appreciate what is theirs. If Punka was singing about these songs when I was a youngster,
a younger fellow,
yeah. And now we know getting the part where some, I would say, let me say, grown from 20%. I just try out numbers, 20% to 64%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 0.7.
Right, 64.7. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Appreciate their culture. Mm-hmm. Still got a ways to go, as I said earlier, but. We get in there. But as you say, it's programming. We got to realize our history, how we have been socialized to appreciate certain people and races and cultures. And we got to really embrace ours.
You know the chip, Punka, that you had to take hold of me. And I could speak to you this because I see you playing other instruments. I see you play keyboard already. I see you playing percussion. You singing. So I could speak to this. Right? You know the chip I had in me. Like, if I sing... If I associate singing good with North American or European standard, singing sweet. So if I sing like, unbreak my heart, say you love me again. I would say you. You see the response.
But he did not return.
No, but
he's dropping it.
Right, but watch it. Watch. Yeah. Right. So you see the response when they give me? That's the response he wants.
Correct.
That is that response he wants. Correct. So here my next point. No, if I holler, I going down the road. I tell you, no. I go there. When they freaking out the same way. No.
It is true. No. Because it's the same thing.
The chick.
But what I like, what you...
You understand me, Punka? But to me, you say, I going down the road. I say, no, I'm going. I ain't playing the drums yet, no. Yeah, and no. I feel sweet already. Yeah. Like, I going down the road.
But you see that rhythm.
The boss you work can't do that.
Listen.
Other people can appreciate it. Right? Other people appreciate it. Then we can appreciate it.
Because look what he's saying, Tony Braxton.
It shouldn't be that. Exactly. Right. You don't have to export it to import it.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the problem that we have. Where it got to go outside and
correct,
come back in
correct.
To be hot. We have enough examples.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all going down the road with me, well.
But we appreciate the Honorable Punka.
The Honorable Punka. Right.
Last week it was a legend.
Yeah.
And this week is the Honorable.
Yes.
You know that. This thing about folk, people talk about calypso and so on, but a lot of calypso grew out of folk music.
Mm.
Now, we had a group, you know, I talk about folk music last week, and I really want to concentrate on that this week. And I was fortunate to run into Ronnie, and he allowed me to bring a couple of tunes that we had.
Well, you know me.
A group called the Visa Folk Singers, right?
Visa, before you go on, explain that name.
W, Wayne, Eddie, Sandra, and Harriet.
Oh!
And
you know, right? I thought it's not African to me, right?
You see what I mean?
Visa.
No.
Come
no,
see, or French. Come see,
did,
come sa is French. Okay.
What we did was to create folk songs out of incidents. And things that transpired in the country.
Nice boy.
Which a lot of people have forgotten and have not thought about over the years. Things like the chest vault, where the coffins are supposed to have moved around. Every time you open the vault, they're in a different location. We had an issue years ago of Canfield murders. We had a situation where a horse get chopped up at the garrison.
You remember
that?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a situation where a woman would hear rocks. A woman would hear rocks, man, she roof and thing, when night come, when you go outside, nobody out there. So it's a lot of historical and cultural stuff that went on. So the same song dialect, what I did, I folklorized it. You understand that word?
I understand that.
I wanted to listen to this version of the dialect song by the Visa Singers.
That you folklorize?
Folklorize.
We can get it.
He working on it.
He loading it up?
Yeah, he loaded it.
Wait, so,
I would just like to say, as a creative person, it'd be great for a movie or a sketch.
Love it.
Let me stop, let me jump, let me let them know we're really happening. Let me stop, let me jump, let me let them know we're really happening. over here from Africa, and we will to stay. But we can't get away from the many things that we say every day.
For example,
Mama Lemma says something that my boss is devastating.
She be hyperlink up and down. She is a rock that come from town.
These is the phrases that we use day in and day out. This is the African root that we're talking about.
House, they tell me,
no,
they stay. When I say them, just don't listen, they say,
no, they do not listen.
And when I say again, the nail joke, they tell me, no,
the nail
punch
me in my foot.
Pam, 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 pida, pam, pida, pam, pida, pam, 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 pida, pam, pida, pam, pida, pam, pam.
Whenever we express we sound, people put paper on the shelf. Whenever we express we sound, it's a beloved band and English and in very style. But people, they like my music, not singing in any art and I got. She is a lot about so and so. I hope they got the family alone.
She is the whole time by a galash woman who will like the lights dark in a hush.
This is the phrases that we use day in and day out. This is the African rules that they're talking about.
When I say I guide, they think you're trained, they tell me,
no, I am going.
When I say we stand by the pot, they tell me,
no, we stay.
When I say them just don't refuse, they say,
no, they do not refuse.
And when I say they live with your right, they tell me, no,
they eat everything in sight.
Bum, 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 be down, bum, be down, bum, be down.
Poker way of saying doing it.
You hear the rhythm?
Way of saying doing it.
I folklorized it. You like it now? No, let me tell the instruments in there, right? You got the guitar, and I use then the tuck bass. Down in the back there to get that bottom.
Nice
ring,
boy.
And it just grooving. You want that more?
I like that.
I see your head dancing up.
The heartbeat, yeah, boy. Yes, man. Lovely.
But look, the I got heartbeat, a message here.
The heartbeat. Boom, my voice.
Somebody don't message me and tell me that her grandmother is one of my students. You know, her grandmother hear my voice from VOB. I said, that could only be one body.
Yeah.
Of course.
Not one person.
The right body.
Dialect, man.
Right then.
But listen, yeah. I hear my partner that you... What the name is ran you by again?
Di Brown.
Listen, Brown, yes. I hear that he doing some stand-up comedy.
That's right, improv.
Now listen, improv. Mm-hmm. You realize that I never hear about stand-up comedy in Barbados. You gotta go up on YouTube. Man. You gotta go up on this channel, next channel. We got a channel, you know.
Yeah,
but we have a channel.
I was doing stand-up comedy since 2011. In Barbados.
So why
me not? And Nala since 2011.
But Nala never tell me about that.
Well, I know what to tell you. But we have a show January 24th, shameless plug. Right there at Rain Lounge, KFC Warren's.
Let me put that on my phone one
KFC
time.
Warren's. Second floor, 8 o'clock. You just come in and pay $20. Then we tell them to put scenarios
January 24th?
In your yes.
I put in there on my phone, no.
You put scenarios in your hat and we just pull it out of your hat and we make up things just so.
On the spot?
Improv, get mine, yeah, improv.
January 24th.
January 24th.
So we could just put things in the hat on the spot.
So like we usually have a team like last show was Christmas, so we had anything Christmas.
Time, 8 o'clock.
And you will put the scenario on a piece of paper, put it in the hat, and then depending on the game, like we will have a game called Movie Stealths.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we put the hat scenario from the hat and say, Punka and Brown break dancing. And then somebody might say, Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to do that scenario in Shakespeare. So it's always told.
And if you want to do it in Beijing, I will say what?
If you want to, you just shout out, do it in Beijing.
Right. Okay. Right?
But the show is very Beijing. We shout out certain terms we can't say on the radio. And it's very... So people really enjoy the show. And I would encourage people to come out there and check it out. And I want to thank Sluggy for giving me the opportunity to tell people. Because this is what we Beijing artists face. If you don't have a big budget that you could pay the radio and, you know, the newspaper, the
get sponsored ads on
it. Right. If you can't do that, then people like Punka, who probably ask Punka here about it, Punka, wait, what? I come into that.
Once he know about it, he will come.
But if he don't know about
he can't come. Real. So that's real talk, though. That's real talk.
Correct.
It's the no.
So, if he holler, if he just give a line, sorry, it was your best friend.
Sorry, it was your best friend that called. Well, it depends. We could do so much with that. You got that. What we always want, given circumstances. The given circumstances, and then you tell us, okay, how you can color it. In terms of, we could do that in a song. We could do that in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to tell me how you want it done.
Acting.
You got to give me more than
that's like, that's example, right. So this only give you, like, sorry, it was your girlfriend, and you have to act out a scenario based on that.
Sorry, it was my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Sluggy, I'm sorry, but it was your girlfriend that called me and told me not to come to the show.
Why?
She is afraid that if I come into the show and she and you are aware of my comedy, you may not want to deal with her anymore.
So you tell
me
this?
Just laugh and laugh and laugh, and you will want nothing to do with her because she's really very boring. I'm kind of sad. That's what she told me. I'm sorry. That's what I believe. Is the scenario your girlfriend? And that's what your
is
girlfriend
that interesting
does.
Stuff here,
yes. Because you know boredom. Mm-hmm. Boredom is the key, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what's caused a lot of relationships to break up.
It does. It's true. I see
a woman have
even
a good man, but you know she's bored, and vice versa. The man got a good woman.
Yeah, I agree.
But he's bored.
Yes.
Then this woman from down the road can come and whisper something in his ear. He said, oh, Lord. She never tell me this. Oh, yeah. Anyhow, let me know. Gretchen, give me funny. I don't want to.
But some things give you a nostalgic feeling.
Talking about improv, it could go anywhere.
They
got some scenarios that go, like the other day, if people didn't record the scenario, we wouldn't know what we did, but it was a melodrama about
nice
how many
boy.
Slices make the perfect ham cutter.
How many slices of ham?
How many slices of ham make the perfect ham cutter? That is actually on Instagram. You can actually go on Instagram and see that improv and how it went.
How many slices of ham make the perfect ham cutter?
Yes.
Wow.
So these are scenarios we'll put.
So this art that you start this whole, you start this from when? This had be from school. Because the things here you're doing is like things that you would see that I would see on TV were like
yes, Who's Learning Anyway.
The modern day one, no, you know, you got with Nick Cannon and those guys.
Oh yeah. I don't know if he's Sun Rock. Sometimes we have Sun Rock on your show, and Sun Rock, you know, he's an improv boss.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have song styles.
Mm.
So do we have times where, you know, the Charles or song styles that Sun Rock and he improvise or whatever. Well, my background is pretty much I did my first play at Cormier School, yeah, as one of them people up and down. In 1992.
Art Seeley.
Don't even sing school song.
He like all right.
Yeah, bye.
He let you call me.
I started my first play at Cormier, 1992. Tony Thompson was the director.
Nice boy.
I got my theater daddy. I always got bigger.
That
Tony Thompson.
Is yeah, my
I remember doing a scenario where you do a bad boy walk. And Tony jump out. Oh, my man is dance. That was beautiful.
Yeah, we talk.
I
could do this thing. Yeah.
And then I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York, the oldest acting conservatory
nice
school
boy.
In the world. And then I went to the school for film and television. I came back in 2005. to Barbados since I've been back. I've done numerous plays. We have played from Grantley Adams 3 times, Ernest Dighton Motley 2 times, Charles Duncan O'Neill, Timothy Callan, boom, boom, boom. The list goes on. A couple of TV shows. Most people, the VOB audience, might know me from Richard, the man that get horn in Secrets. I can say horn on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I also played one of the fathers in Payday, the movie. And most people know me from Instagram now, breaking down Beijing words, and also, you know, the weatherman. In the house.
So I can't, not mean to cut you, but I can't, like me being an, loving this thing, a conservatory is a bit deep. But you know, you just glance over it. But you know, that experience had to be something else.
Oh,
I know you glance over it, but for me, I know a conservatory, I mean, you focusing on that.
Just acting. It was not a school. So that had to be major. In, right. So when you get to school, first 2 hours is voice and speech. And then you got to go and do movement. You have to call it movement. Today we're dealing with LeBand, light touch, light touch. Then you know what? And then we have a class called vocal production, which you will hear what they call it. Not singing. Vocal production. And this Broadway singer, I actually get A- at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in vocal production. Which is unheard of. You might give me a nice... What is the song now? I Want St. Roses. Mac and Mabel.
So you nice go, boy.
You have a deep baritone voice. You have to sing it down in there. And they sing it and people call out half a murder and things. Mabel, so that way we realize it's vocal production. So if we get you right, somebody like Punka, somebody like Sluggy to say, all right, Brown, this is how you got to sing it. It can sound good.
But otherwise,
I can't sing.
Okay.
But it was of a serious acting conservatory.
Yeah, that had a real experience.
And like your exam is to do a play, right? Like your exam play, you got to do 4 or 5 plays. And that is what it was all about.
That's some serious training, though, boy. That you're going war now. Like, you're just practicing now and lifting up weights. Yeah. Like, mentally, the weights and things down. Like, bam, you're in the war now. Because you're saying every day. And, like,
correct.
The first 2 sessions you see you doing, like...
like, on a Monday, voice and speech.
Right? Like, I mean, like, and that's doing... That's focusing on that only.
Just that.
So, it's like you're trying to be a perfectionist in everywhere of the art.
Yes. Everything related to acting, we have to do. Even going down to theater history.
Nice,
we
boy.
We got going into Commedia dell'arte. And we got to do all that. So, when you learn all of these sort of things, you come back to Barbados. They don't really appreciate it.
But you know that way. They know that way to go next. That way to go next.
When you do something, they will say you hard boy. But
let me know how you get hard.
Almost, you know, it's been a long time since I went to the American Academy. That's 1996. You know, so it was a long time. So now I know really getting to a point where people appreciate me and say, "You, that man's a hard actor," and they're getting that intrinsic satisfaction that comes with it.
Well, let me, if I could chip in here, we talk about acting.
Honorable.
Hello. Listen, you've talked about acting. My first piece of acting, apart from doing these recitations and things at Sunday school, that's drama too.
Yeah.
You hold up a sign. It is for any time you want to come here. Come back to this church. Right. Do a recitation.
Yeah.
Like I could do something.
My first performance was recitation in church, yeah.
But that's for me. And then I was in, you know, they had a show called Bimsha.
Yeah.
1960. Me, my whole family was in that show. And I was a little boy. Remember, Mommy, I could get a pack of nuts. That was my debut. And I can tell, I get the nuts. And we had a good show there. And then I do a little sign at Harrison College there. One of those things. But
You know, we used to see it a lot.
You know that when you're singing Calypso, you really is a dramatic act.
Of course,
you are portraying and presenting your body language and everything.
In a particular way. Right, and the reason why they have conversations with people like they, right? Because although we love, like, you focus on Beijing words, you know, we love everything about our culture, but for someone that trained also in my area, right, and for a person like you, Punga, you could appreciate, you got to put in these time and these hours to then bring it home to help teach your people. Because What they Brown know doing right is what the world are doing 15 years ago. But he know doing it, you know what I mean? And know looking to do it in BIM. Like 10 years ago, people already started their own podcast, their own online radio stations, getting like 15 or 2,000 people, you know, 50, and trying to keep that core audience punker, mm-hmm. and them holding them own shows, trying to get together and hold their own shows, you know, make their own money. So that way the record labels get small now, mm-hmm. and way people dealing with online streaming. Correct. But this was happening like 15 years ago, but mm-hmm. we ain't get there yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, people would think, well, if you was an actor, that you should only
left here, left Barbados,
right, or teach drama at
But they want them to teach drama. There's got people that are not qualified in drama. Most of the teachers outside of Rashida Harding at Vincent Winifred's mm-hmm. are not. They're not trained in drama.
They're trying to think.
They're doing English, and because what they do, they want you to teach English lit and English lang, and then. Start on the drama to you.
Right.
People's gonna be calling me, but what they do here?
But you know, this was happening that was happening for years.
Yeah.
But I struggle to find out what should be happening now, because like nobody can say they know better. We know better.
Yeah, but so I feel it is this way because they want it this way.
Okay.
I mean, I've been part of productions like, for example, Sonia Williams' production from mm-hmm. Buster to Barrow and beyond.
Yeah.
Your brother was involved in that. Your brother was involved in that.
Possibly,
one?
Yeah. I comment that.
No,
one.
He was involved in Aaliyah Pork Chops. Yeah, but
no, but they asked me play. To play a thing, but you know, I'd be all over the place. So
yeah, right, punk yeah. donkey.
We did a play called From Buster to Barrow and Beyond by Sonia Williams, mm-hmm. tracing Barbados history mm-hmm. from Buster mm-hmm. to Barrow and beyond. It had historical significance.
Sonia
did this fantastic thing. Alison C. Smith produced this thing. They had dancer, Aisha Commission. They had actors that was playing Granny Adams and mm-hmm. C.P. Smith and the man from Jackie from the other plantation. Mm-hmm. And when I get home, people calling me, "Oh, Brown, I drag my children there. And these children now harassing me. When this play coming again?" Everybody excited to see this play again. Ask me if it ever get due again.
They ever get do again?
So they can't be but theater. No, it never get do again. Not even for Carrie Fester or nothing. So it shows me that they are not really about theater. Even when people like the piece, it has historical significance. People are enjoying it, and still up to December, we do something called NIFCA Tribute Night. Yes, I'm talking about it. NIFCA Tribute Night. It was people come. It was sold out. People enjoy the show. So why you ain't doing it again?
Yeah.
So to me, it is one of don't want no theater. Every once in a while, do a lay piece, the bicentennial, the buster, mm-hmm. and let her do a lay play. But and then when the play done, mm-hmm. The play was good. I can now go and find gainful employment.
I can show you how imperative, right, art is to a child's development, especially mm-hmm. when it was small, right? No. It was always like R&B and thing, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, always love Luther and guys, right? Yeah. But then when they saw Beijing bus stop, right? Mm. And they hear that, "We're the bus, we're the bus, we're the bus to town. Like the bus, like the bus, like the bus, break down
again. Like the bus, break down."
I said, "Yo, I like that Beijing boy. Hey, yo, I love that bounce." See the whole he was explaining, Punker. And Richard Galeau explained a little more why the bounce so unique. And then we listen to the drums. Mm-hmm. Even before the drums, you could hear and feel the drums before the drums get put there based on how we speak. And then how we sing, how we interpret rhythm. So when they hear Beijing bus start and they hear the Beijing song, and then they see the people acting, and then they hear the accent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some was imitating English characters and things. Yeah. But when you hear the accent, people like pearly. I was like, "You, that made me feel good. I ain't just seeing... I ain't just seeing like Stanford and Son on TV.
It's so important.
I ain't just seeing Batman or He-Man or whatever mm-hmm. the old thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I seeing something Beijing. And listen, bro, for that half hour or hour when it's showing me, it used to feel so good to just be a Beijing, to see and hear saying Beijing. Mm-hmm. But you know, all candidates ask myself, I wonder if like nobody feel that. It's amateur, so them people, the powers that be had to feel what I feel it can't be the only body.
But that's the perfect
It's
example.
Hit it different when you hear the street oratory. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's hit a different day. Mm-hmm. So like you say, like it's always asking the question, why being doing these things again?
That's why I say it has to be because this is how they want it that way. Beijing Bastard is the perfect example from Brother Daddy. Brother Daddy is it's a love, Brother
you,
Daddy.
You see that man?
Smiley.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. That's teacher Parkinson. I used to. He played Arrow Barrow. Victor Mashup. Sweet Baden. That's the same player we was talking about just now. But Smiley. Marador.
Mm-hmm.
Marador.
Yeah, Marador. Right. Yeah.
All these characters. And the thing is, oh no, this play Beijing, but stop. Oh no.
I didn't see it lately, but it was still playing.
Why that show was allowed to die?
I tell you, the bus just stopped.
The bus
ain't come. You remember the Buffets from Black Rock?
Yes. That's a good example, and what happened to that?
Proper stuff. But anyhow, talking about proper stuff. Let me come back a little bit now to some music.
But these conversations is
varied and intertwined.
They're
tied together.
How important Barbadian art is, how important it is for things like this. Because besides this session, this show, this conversation ain't happening anywhere else, you know?
Exactly.
No. I guarantee when and anybody listening who vexed and in the feelings could challenge me, this conversation ain't happening nowhere else, you know? And these conversations are imperative. And Punka, when they have conversations with you, what you still teach? Because you didn't, there had times when I'm sure you didn't have to teach people to play drums. You know what I mean? You had to go the extra mile. And then they see not people turn around and teach people because of you. Now you got a little man. We hear a little man now.
Yes, but, a little more.
But walks, right?
Yeah.
Walks come through Jason Watson.
Yeah.
Who come through you.
Yeah.
But no walks is the biggest thing on the radio. Mm-hmm. And especially the facts and so on. Well, walks near big. Want me meet Bashman song. And then champions of Cali big now. And all that love start because he hearing the drums. And he hearing that.
But you see, he got the rhythm in Hickory. He's the top band player as well. He got that rhythmic background inside that. When he put down a tune, he know what he want to hear and feel in that tune.
That's what he want. That's what he want to explain. That's the importance there. You know what I mean? I feel that there's a place for Barbadian art in the infancy stages, like you're in primary school. From there, you know what I mean? Whether it be acting, whether it be music, whether it be rhythm.
Because primary schools really lack that musical element. Like if you find a music teacher in primary school, you're lucky. I think they're peripatetic. The fellas got to move around. In order to go to different primary schools to deal with music and not just collect. So I feel that there should be like a school folk song competition. I mean, encourage children to write. No, listen to this tune.
Mm-hmm.
This song is called Come to Barbados. You ever hear a folk tune in Spooge?
A folk song?
In Spooge.
I hear a folk song doing Spooge. You mean recorded?
No, this is the same folk group that I tell you about before. We got a song called Come to Barbados. Run that tune.
Come, and it's Spooge. Let me hear it again. Let me hear it again.
Listen to it.
I hear them say the one the land many beaches and so let them is one come to Barbados.
Bar Barbados.
But you're adding harmony.
And leave you hanging. You're listening for the man to finish off. But that was the aim.
Ooh, listen, I was listening for the resolve. I was listening for the resolve, the tension release. But I like that. Yeah.
Are you getting part with the counterpointing?
Yeah.
That's on top of the beat, right?
That's rhythm.
Listen, sweetness. You can tell me I shouldn't be able to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning when I say, after I say my prayers or I do 2 push-ups. I hear a song like that playing.
No.
When you leave home with that spirit, you won't get into trouble in the body.
This.
You can't tell. You got me in the body because you know here Barbados is so beautiful. You're gonna go and mess it up.
So you spoke about the folk music last week. Yeah. So much people call and message me. And by the way, the number is 434-1790. Not Sluggy's number. 434-1790 calling. But Punk, you feel not how should we approach this? And I speaking from, because I done with one, you understand, I look at children now because I believe that we already lost cause. You know what I mean? So how can we implement?
That's debatable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't a lost cause. I get that. We doing it all the time. We sticking with it. Right, remember, I do a song called Roots. My first line, bitches don't like what belong to them.
Right.
That was 1984. Where are we now?
But you did
2020.
On the point, I want to stick
on the point of order. On the point of order,
what Punker said just now. What you said. You said you forget about we. Right? You're dealing with the youngsters. I understand what you mean, but that happens in theater too. Everybody's dealing with the youngsters. They've got EBCCI and BCC or whatever. But when these people look up and they see how they're treating Brown and Punker and Thompson and all these sort of things, what they can do, they can say, you know what? Let me either go and find other employment.
So you want to get out of bed. Right. So what we want us to do?
Yes.
What we want us to do is let people that know how to, despite how the look, sound, or where they come from, black people that know how to do it. Mm. So, and people that, and you also believe you don't have to be qualified, but it's good to got the mix, you understand? Mm. And they got people that got both, you know, a la Sluggy, a la Day Brown, a la Punker, you know what I mean? Living both worlds and comfortably.
Correct.
I can see it, I can quote my qualifications, and they can also, everybody can hear that you sound like you come from the street, you know what I mean? Best of both worlds, whatever. What you all should do is let the people that know how to do the job. Like you said, the people can look at and see how they're treating people like Punker then, right? Which you correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that with her, Malik Sluggy, I were here with Punker.
But how we could hire Malik Sluggy if you're not getting supported?
Right.
Like, for example, correct. My same comedy show.
Correct.
Let them invite to probably get Punker to come and do the head drum.
Yeah.
And get like somebody so the same harmony to come and sing before the But I can't do that. Because if I'm not getting supported,
correct,
I cannot then turn around and support.
That way, talk about my good year. That way, right. That would make it seemingly impossible. Mm-hmm. So that's why we need shows like this, and that's why persons like you and I need to keep pushing what we're pushing. Exactly. So that's why Dave Brown is so important because you're creating the blueprint. It happened already all of you were, right? Mm-hmm. And I understand your frustration. You might not be frustrated anymore, but you understand what it is to be incredibly talented. Well, that might be subjective, but you understand it's the people think that you are really talented, but you are famous, bro.
Right. So let me know the actual hashtag I have, I cannot say on the radio question.
Right.
Right? But I would say, hashtag, please don't. I'm not going to say it.
No. You covered.
Hashtag poor and famous.
Yeah.
I put in same before the famous.
Yeah, everybody would
the
know.
Word I'm well known for.
If you're the Beijing.
But that way, say, I am poor and famous.
Right.
So I want to get to the other part too. I never got to be rich. I just want to be able to take care of myself, my daughter, and be able, absolutely, if I run into Punker, buy him a beer.
Absolutely. I can't buy him a beer.
Because watch it now, right? We can deal with the creative process right there.
Mm.
Like, if you're doing a production you're doing, and this is on January 24th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can get into that now, right? Because we want to speak about Punker, about the things he's doing too, and why I want to work with Premier School Children so much for what you doing mm-hmm. and what Punk doing. You see your show mm-hmm. and Punk see things he's doing in the hotel circuits and with the guys I used to do with Jason and all them. Mm-hmm. Why I know that this is so important and we don't go away, we can start this from primary school. Because people all of you were right, you see children at 5 and 6 years old good already.
Yeah.
So we can take a break and come back. And when they come back, I want you to explain the creative process behind what you do. Why in tear, because you know it'd be enough.
Okay.
And Punka, you too.
All right, just about 15 before the hour of 6 is our time. Let's go back to Kevin and the guys. Sluggy, you're up.
Yes, manager respect, welcome back to Beijing Radio. Where are the phones going off? We gone? Call? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Beijing Radio. My name, this is your boy, Sluggy, and in with the right honorable Wayne Punka and the great, great Di Brown.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Watson, this is Anthony Hope here.
Yes, please.
I listen to you all the time, whether you believe it or not.
Thank you.
What I'm commenting on is last week,
mm-hmm.
that arrangements with the police band and your voice, you have a voice for the international market.
Aye.
Well, I even know, glad you tell me, because I even know the player.
I've never said this before, but I'm going to say it now.
Yes, please.
Now, we always talk about our music industry.
Yeah. We
need to look at our pattern.
Yeah.
One, we do not ever have the backing. Now, having been dealt with an international musical engineer that I took to VOB years ago,
mm-hmm.
Now he told me the structure. Now, you got to have a backing, and you got to have someone who's going to study the Caribbean rhythms and bring out a rhythm that is on par with international flavor.
And we know we could do it. And we could do it too.
Are we going to do this by merit and say, well, look, Mr. What's that? Branko is the man who has been doing the best production, so we're going to send him up to do a research study with Caribbean. And then I call him Sir Richard Stout is the man who has been the man selecting all these people, and we're going to use him as a selection. Or are we going to say, well, look, we want fresh blood. And whoever comes down to do the backing and bring the musical engineer, whoever is there will do that. Until we have that, we are never going to have the music industry that we hope for. And then what we would have to do is to get from here and select productions that will go straight to the international market.
Wait, and not only music industry, what about the drama and art and acting that world?
Now, you see, we have professionals internationally over here, but we don't have any backing.
Yeah.
We would have that established like overseas. Until we get that backing there, where somebody's going to come and say, look, I'm willing to put my millions into your market and set up this industry here, it is never going to happen. It's just going to be a dream.
Yeah, I agree, man. Day?
Yes.
Day, it sounds like you're echoing some of your, some of your sentiments, but yeah.
But where the backing come from?
If it's important. Okay, if it's important, we get it. But thank you very, very much for calling, sir. You take at least one more call.
One more thing I want to say.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Sorry. Go ahead.
Your voice, that is a voice for the international market, and it's the police band, so they're not going to select any and everybody to back them.
Yeah, true.
And you was calling for an international backer out of overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And open a musical business record production on you.
Yes, thank you.
Then you will find people who are going to the police band.
Yes.
I'll follow your footsteps.
It's a hard worker. I don't see myself as great yet, but I'm extremely pleased that you think I'm so good already. That makes me work even harder.
Have a voice for the international market.
So thank you. You got a call in one here quick from a esteemed gentleman. So thank you very much, sir. And please keep it locked to 92.9, the nature's number one. Let me go to the next caller. Good evening. Good evening, BJ Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy, Sluggy A, with the right honorable Punka and the great Di Brown.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I know this voice. Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. You
we speaking. You got your buddy Punka here. Punka, this is Randy Eastman.
Hello. Yeah, man.
Punka was speaking about the folk music. You know, and Because, you know, you and I had this conversation, how prevalent folk music was wanting. You know, everywhere it seemed like they had a lot of folk music. You question, you feel we have to change anything to put it, to teach it in the primary schools. You feel in its pure form, you think children would still enjoy doing it a lot?
Of course, music is culture, and that's what we need to preserve with our young people. We need to preserve that with our people as a society, period. So culture as a whole will always be interested in depending on
Hello?
Breaking up.
You're breaking up, buddy.
Once you're implemented correctly, you can make it enjoyable, you can make it fun.
We're losing him.
Randy?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, say it again, right? You can hear me better? No, you were breaking up. Bad, right. No.
Sorry. In that, the folk music is culture, and we can't stop teaching culture. We need to instill culture in the society and start from the young people, right? Doing it in primary school, doing it from nursery even, and having that implemented. Now, how you do it is what's going to make it fun, going to make it enjoyable, going to make a lasting impression. How you deliver material is what makes a lasting impression on young people.
Right, and I had this question. Right, I had another question to ask you on air. I always want to ask this question on air, right? Because I know the problem is something, because you know you and I doing projects together. Something is gonna be what is more important. You know, something might be in a corner. Like you feel it's because some way inside of us, and they say all the way we see the art as a lesser mortal, like it will see science and English and math as way more important. So if something has to suffer, the arts have to suffer. How would you combat that in an argument?
The fact that art is seen as a lesser mortal?
It might feel so, and if one have to cut, that would usually be the first one to cut.
How do you defend it? Well, art is a part of every single thing, and I think is one of the most important things in any curriculum, because outside of the regular curriculum, you have the alternate curriculum, which involves music, art, drama, theater, the literary arts, etc. And you can't get away from it, you know. And it is a part of everything. It's how you express yourself. It's how you're able to showcase your talent, etc. So it shouldn't be a lesser mortal. But unfortunately, our society has dictated that. It is ingrained in our culture that the art is seen as second nature. It isn't placed as a priority.
For a hobby, is that fun?
It's just fun. Right? That is ingrained in our culture. It is our DNA. It's something that we need to don't change and make a paradigm shift to ensure that persons coming or future generations understand that it is a part of you. You know, art is a part of every single person. Music is a part of every single person, unless you suffer from a disease called amusia.
it's true. So it's probably just the way we teach it, how you make it easy digestible.
It's a mentality, and I think it's only here in the Caribbean that mentality is seen. When you check overseas, you know that the arts are a strong part of the curriculum. So I think it's a Caribbean mentality. It's something that we need to look at. And
I remember you was telling me that you was looking at a research, and this was a couple years ago. You told me you was looking at research where people that was, and Punku, you know what this was, a teacher, people that was involved in the arts had a tendency to learn quicker and catch things quicker that was outside of the art. Yeah. So you might find you was telling me about studies that. No, you told me, you sent me the sites where studies were showing people that was in music, you know, drumming, acting, playing an instrument.
Yeah, they show great academic proficiency. Mm-hmm. There's been studies, just listening to music alone increases spatial temporal reasoning, certain types of music, etc. So, you know, it's a necessary alternative, and it's something that should not be ignored.
Right. So, Punky, you see the results of that too up close?
Yeah, you didn't have to go on a website. I experienced it.
I teach the school.
When we did, we did the CHECS program, all the schools in Barbados.
CHECS.
Twice. Correct. Cultural and historical Correct. Exposure.
Okay, okay.
For kids in schools.
Wait, Randy, that program that you was telling me about as well?
Yeah. Yeah,
he was a part of that with Watson and all them fellas.
Dapper. And Taylor, yes. Right.
So the thing is, though, I have, exactly, and the producing.
Yo.
Listen, I saw different primary schools where we had certain children with complaints mm-hmm. about they don't attend in class, they don't put up their hand, they don't pay attention to anything. All of a sudden, they became a good football player or mm-hmm. stilt walker. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. when I hear the report the following term, they can't believe it's the same individual in the class. Mm-hmm. Do I need to say more?
A lot of it is self-esteem, and all the creative exactly. thing is giving them so much self-esteem. Exactly. Now they feel confident right. to correct. Take on the academics.
Oh,
and so
okay,
forth.
Okay.
When you include music and arts in learning, regular learning and methodology, children mm-hmm. learn better. If you stand and do chalk and talk, you know,
I don't
work.
That's why I used to beat on the desk at Aline School, and the other teachers would quarrel with me, and I would find children right now who would stop me and say, sir, I didn't learn much Spanish, but the only thing I can remember the days and the week and the months of the year, and think when you're debating the beat on the desk, and they could sing the whole thing in Spanish properly for me, how it was taught.
Yeah, I heard, and I heard them stories. They hear the stories about folk of
But it did not come to know.
And the universities are all used to teach you everything, biology, art, everything, all in one. You know?
Brother. Well, Randy, thanks a lot, and I'm glad you called it, because you know you're way more articulate than I am, and you know you're the bright boy.
Yeah, young
fella, huh?
Young bright?
Nah, I'm you're not. I'm, I, no, I'm well, no. My ability is that I got a really good memory. Well, so if I talk to Randy a lot, I can repeat everything Randy says. So you know if Randy intelligent and I repeat what Randy said, I'll be deemed as intelligent. No, I'm being real.
Yeah, man.
I get at BCC.
You degraded,
so, yeah. No, but there's you know the way do they were sure about learning to in school system at BCC, right? It was still struggling, right? So it's out of 4, right?
Yeah.
And I get 3 enough because Randy would tell me how to study the work.
Yeah. Nice.
So you look at my GPA, you see all A's and feet that sluggery, but you know, I just got a good memory, you know, mimic bright people.
Yeah, but,
thanks a lot, dog.
Based on good memory.
Yeah. So they say, but for me, academics, when you're creative, that was always called intelligent. Take something from nothing.
Right, exactly.
That is the magic, Randy. Taking something from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That is the magic there. But thanks a lot for calling, my brother. Now, of course, you know, we can have much, much more conversations. But thanks. I know you sound like you're on the road busy. But thanks a lot, man. And one love, buddy.
No problem.
Yeah,
manners. So, day.
Yes, please.
January, man.
January 24th. Right,
so,
quick. Second floor, KFC Warrens. You can get tickets at Ticket Nation. Or you could go give me another cheap side, Chop Smart.
Right.
And holler for I want some tickets to the Doug Brown Show. Because everybody that comes to the show, they enjoy it. They bring more people. People come with just the boyfriend and girlfriend. And then they bring like 6 people. And then it's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Also, I got a Bajan movie coming out. I can announce it on Wednesday. Which is 2-year anniversary since the first PS.
You got a Bajan movie coming out?
Yes.
We can come back and talk about that thing. For sure?
Yeah.
So once you have to be come and talk about that for sure. Because you see, what you're doing in your show, this is your production.
Correct.
Because you tell me offer, you have a production company.
As the producer, as the writer, as everything. You know
being poor is made it brilliant.
There's an element to that.
It forces you to have to learn to do what to do because of the boy and doing it for you because you got the money to pay the game.
Correct.
Punka,
yes, please.
We need more conversation. And see, I'm going to ask. I remember to tell you that I'm going to ask. I want a session dedicated to folk music.
No problem.
Because, right, folk music is ours. And Seely, I want to thank you a lot, right? We have, because at 7 o'clock, you can't miss the show, it's coming live. So I want to break early, right?
Yes.
And I want to thank everyone outside for listening. And let's let you know the conversation with Punka. Can't finish because there's me right there. When you listen to people that bright and intelligent, I want them enough because you know if I learn what you know, I'm also intelligent.
And you can repeat it.
You know what I mean? And I can repeat it. So we ain't finished January 24th, though,
January
bro. I ain't 24th. Stopping. January 21st.
$20.
And where is it?
It's the second floor, KFC Warren.
Yes, y'all hear the work. This man put in. You all hear the steps he took. What he do? You hear?
I want to thank the people. I got 10,000 followers on Instagram now.
We're talking about
people.
Bang, bang, bang.
Feel good. Come out and support.
Yeah. That we're talking about, and Dave, of course, you can come back again next week and speak about. You got to speak about this movie because this is the movie done by a Bajan, so it's a Bajan movie.
100% Bajan.
Polka.
Love it.
Are you finished with you yet? I'm sorry, I came at you for a couple.
Yeah, can't come back next week though. Check me in February.
Being finished, being done next week, be doing this here forever.
Oh, well, then, forever is a long time.
That we're telling you, that we're showing you. So, thanks a lot, my brother, though, on a serious note for all that, you know, for coming and sharing the knowledge. No problem. Thanks a lot, Dave Brown. I really appreciate what you're doing, my brother. And you know, you got my support forever. Respect, right. Forever and ever. Sealy, I want to thank you for putting up with me, Noy, the rude boy, but it's still love. And everyone outside, this is VOB 92.9, the nation's number one station.
Yep.
Argue with me.
All right, check us out again next week, 6 o'clock for Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.